the OTB Podcast Network.
They spoke about your arm not being down beside your side. I mean, this is not Irish dancing.
OTB Sports Radio.
Basketball would have been my main game.
The brand new sports radio station from Off the Ball.
That's my point. Don't play for us if you're a proud Englishman.
Now broadcasting 24 hours a day, live on the Go Loud app, Alexa.
You have a whole new world of possibilities.
Google Home, TuneIn, and offtheball.com/radio.
This is OTB Sports Radio. Football on Off the Ball
with Paddy Power, the greatest football partnership since Jeff and Heskey.
And you're very welcome back to Off the Ball Saturday. John Duggan with you through to 5 o'clock here on News Talk, and get your text coming in on 53106. We've been discussing Brazil 2014, the host nation for the World Cup. Germany won that. But we are going to shift away from that for a moment with some breaking news that we have with our head of content here at Off the Ball, Nathan Murphy. Nathan, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, John. Huge news in the last few minutes. It's our understanding here at Off the Ball that Mick McCarthy's time as Republic of Ireland manager is over. A formal announcement from the FAI is expected within the next 24 hours, thanking Mick McCarthy for coming back for his second stint as Republic of Ireland manager. But with the playoff being postponed until at least September, and with Stephen Kenny's contract due to start on the 1st of August, it's our understanding that Mick McCarthy won't take charge of the Republic of Ireland again, and that his and Terry Connor's time with the Irish side is now over, and that the FAI should confirm this over the coming hours.
So what they've done, Nathan, is they've discussed this with Mick, possibly with Stephen Kenny as well, and they've come to an agreement around the terms of Mick's departure. It's a completely unprecedented situation with the coronavirus pandemic. We were meant to have Euro 2020 this summer with matches in Dublin. If the Republic of Ireland had qualified, the game against Slovakia was meant to be held in March. That was then postponed until June. Then it's been moved to September, October at the earliest, because we don't know when football will resume. That caused the issue with Stephen Kenny and the contract. We don't know if Stephen Kenny pushed that or not, but what we do know now is that Mick McCarthy, his 35-year career as both a player and a manager of the Republic of Ireland, is over.
Yeah, that is correct. And this news just going up on offtheball.com right now, if people want further details on the story. But it's our understanding that Mick McCarthy and Terry Connor were informed today by the FAI that it was their intention to honour Stephen Kenny's contract. So Stephen Kenny's contract to move from under 21 manager to senior team manager is on the 1st of August, and that is going to happen. So the next time the Republic of Ireland play, because there will be no games internationally for the senior team between now and the 1st of August, Stephen Kenny will be the Republic of Ireland manager. And whenever that playoff does take place, Stephen Kenny will be the man to lead the Republic of Ireland into that Euro 2020 playoff against Slovakia and potentially into the finals in 2021. The FAI found themselves in an incredibly difficult position because of this deal that had been put in place and because the fact that the playoff had been pushed back. Who knows what would have happened if that playoff had been given the go-ahead in June with Mick McCarthy still inside and if they had then gone on to qualify. But the fact that it's been pushed back past the 1st of August, I think, meant that the FAI probably felt their hands were tied somewhat. That contract is in place for the 1st of August 2020 with Stephen Kenny, and they've decided to push ahead with the Stephen Kenny era. I've no doubt there's going to be a lot of discussion and potentially controversy about this, that Mick McCarthy hasn't been given the chance to finish the qualification campaign that he started, but a huge opportunity now as well for Stephen Kenny to come in and make an instant impact as Republic of Ireland manager, and potentially within a few games, because we don't know what the calendar is going to be. We don't know whether the Nations League will take place towards the end of the year. We don't know whether the World Cup qualifiers will start as planned next March. And all that potentially was a difficulty, because while I know a lot of people feel perhaps Mick McCarthy should have been given these playoff games, how would that work if there was a playoff game in September and Ireland qualify? Does he then take charge of the Nations League and World Cup qualifiers, and Stephen Kenny's going in with, what, 4 World Cup qualifiers left 4 months later? It was an unprecedented, we're living in unprecedented times, and this was an unprecedented situation. And what looked initially like a plan that may well work out very well from the FAI's point of view has ended up backfiring massively because of this crisis that we are currently in. But they've acted swiftly, you'd have to say, since that meeting of UEFA over the week to decide that there is going to be no international football before September at the earliest. And the FAI board have obviously come in and moved very swiftly on this and made their decision. And if you're just joining us, the decision is that Mick McCarthy's time as Republic of Ireland manager is over, and that Stephen Kenny will take charge as planned on the 1st of August, and he will take charge of the Republic of Ireland for their next international.
53106 listeners out there, what do you think of this breaking massive story here on Off the Ball? Mick McCarthy is leaving. He's no longer the Republic of Ireland manager. That's going to be confirmed with Stephen Kenny to take over for that playoff against Slovakia, a potential European Championship campaign and then the World Cup campaign. I'm getting the sense here, Nathan, that this is a decisive move on the part of Roy Barish, Gary Owens, Niall Quinn, the new people in the FAI. Remember when the decision was made initially to have Mick and then Stephen succeeding him, it was a John Delaney decision.
Yeah, it is. It's a new era, and it's very much going to be a new era on the pitch when the Republic of Ireland get back together again. As I say, this an off the ball exclusive in the last few minutes. It's just breaking. Everybody's just reacting. We thought that they were going to act swiftly. Those were the expectations over the last few days, and they've wasted absolutely no time. Mick McCarthy, I'm sure, wanted some clarity as well. It was in nobody's interest for this to drag on and on. And part of the difficulty is that, well, firstly, the game has been pushed back at the very earliest to September. There's talk it could be pushed back potentially even till next March, and that Irish football could be left in a sort of limbo for another year, 18 months, if this was to keep on dragging on. So they have come in, they have acted swiftly, and I'm sure for some of those involved, it was a difficult decision, because Niall Quinn obviously goes back a long, long way as a player under Mick McCarthy, somebody he would be very close with, would have a very strong relationship with. But the decision obviously had to be made, and they have gone with the one that honours Stephen Kenny's contract. And I'm sure there was a lot going through Stephen Kenny's minds over the last few weeks as well, as all of this broke and people started to question whether or not Mick McCarthy should be given to the end of this campaign. And it's such a complex qualification scenario as well, that while I know technically people would say this is Mick McCarthy's campaign, these playoffs are actually the Nations League playoffs, which Mick McCarthy wasn't in charge for. Martin O'Neill was in charge for. And actually, the way it worked out, the Republic of Ireland could have lost every game in the qualification campaign, would have ended up in this playoff. So it's a technicality, but it does show that, well, it's not a full qualification campaign. And again, exactly how the two contracts were written, it's certainly set in stone that Stephen Kenny was to go in on the 1st of August, and the news coming out today. The FAI, I think we're expecting, will officially confirm this over the coming hours, certainly within the next 24 hours. But our understanding from our sources and Off the Ball is that this has been done, and that Mick McCarthy and Terry Connor were informed today that they would be honouring Stephen Kenny's contract and that he will take charge. And a lot of people are very excited, John, about the Stephen Kenny era and what's to come and what he's done with the under-21s and a huge success that he's had with Dundalk over the last few years. There is the potential that he's going to be thrown right in at the deep end if that playoff does take place in September. He may well have 3 days with the squad before one of the biggest games he will ever take charge of. Remember, these matches taking place in Dublin in 2021, that Slovakia playoff may well be Stephen Kenny's first game in charge. So he's got a huge task ahead of him, but no doubt this is an incredibly exciting time for him.
Off the Ball, bringing you the breaking news first, that Mick McCarthy will be leaving his position with the Republic of Ireland and Stephen Kenny will be taking over for that playoff against Slovakia whenever it happens. Listeners, 53106, is it the right move from the FAI? Did Mick McCarthy deserve that chance in the spirit of it to take the Republic of Ireland into that playoff against Slovakia and potentially European Championship? Or, regarding the letter and regarding the timing of it now, is Stephen Kenny now the person to take the Republic of Ireland forward, which is going to be the case? Stephen Kenny effectively is the new manager of the Republic of Ireland. And Nathan, I think if we beaten Switzerland or Denmark, maybe we might be having a different conversation today.
Potentially. It is such unprecedented times because all the matches have been pushed back. And listen, the qualification campaign didn't go according to plan. There's no doubt about that. You know, aside from the victories over Gibraltar and the one against Georgia, there was very little to get excited about. After a bright enough start, that Georgia home game, it all fell a bit flat, particularly that night over in Switzerland, where they changed tactics, they hadn't really prepared properly, and they just looked like a group of players who'd never been on a training ground together before. And though it was always going to be a rush for Mick McCarthy in an unusual situation, I think whilst performances improved, results didn't improve to the extent that there'd be a huge clamour from people wanting Mick McCarthy to stay on. I think a lot of the conversation over the last couple of weeks was more about respecting what Mick McCarthy has done, and because we're in this unprecedented global situation, that it might be seen as a bit of a fast one being pulled if he wasn't going to see out this campaign, particularly if the game had gone ahead in June and the Republic of Ireland had qualified and then he had to step aside and let Stephen Kenny take charge in 2021. I think the fact that it's been pushed back probably makes things a little bit easier. And maybe as well, the FAI have some inside knowledge that maybe this playoff game doesn't go ahead in September. Maybe it is going to be pushed back to next March. And it's not Stephen Kenny's first game in charge. But there's one thing you know about Stephen Kenny. He would be incredibly excited. He certainly won't shirk the challenge of taking on Slovakia in a playoff at 3 days' notice. It's a huge challenge. He would need all his backroom staff, all those players. They can have many conversations, I'm sure, between now and then as to what the plan would be and what the game plan would be. And it's something he would very much face head on. But there's no doubt it would be a risk and it would be a massive opportunity for Stephen Kenny. But the fact that these games were pushed back and his contract, obviously watertight, was 1st of August, the FAI have made the decision. There's financial side, no doubt as well, that Mick McCarthy's contract is different to Stephen Kenny's contract in terms of the remuneration the two of them are getting. There's a lot of talk, obviously, of the golden handshake that Mick was due over the next little while. So all these factors have to come in play because the FAI, as we know, aren't in the greatest financial state. What company, what group, what governing body are going to be in the best financial state at the end of this? So all of that probably feeds into the decision, which, as you say, they have taken swiftly. This has not dragged on for weeks and weeks and weeks. We now know that Mick McCarthy, his second spell has ended, not in the way he would have wanted, not in the way anybody would have wanted. It should have ended on the pitch one way or another, whether it was a playoff or whether it was at a European Championship final. This isn't a scenario, I think, that will sit particularly well with anybody, even with Stephen Kenny. It's not how he would have expected to take over, but he is now the main man, and he is now very much the main man in Irish football. He's the Republic of Ireland manager pretty much from now. While his contract doesn't start until the 1st of August, I'm sure he'll be working behind the scenes straight away with the players.
Yeah, I think everybody would have sympathy for Mick McCarthy. This situation is completely unprecedented, Nathan. I think with Stephen Kenny, the Slovakia thing for me doesn't really matter. That if it works or if it doesn't work in that game, or if we do qualify or we don't qualify, he's in for the long haul here, Stephen Kenny. You've been many years travelling with the Republic of Ireland. You've got an inside knowledge of the camp, the players. How are the players going to react to this?
It's the timing, I think, that the players may find some difficulty with. But I think all the players are probably coming around when they're seeing what's happening with their clubs, that these are strange and unusual times when things that would have seemed abnormal suddenly become quite normal. I would expect that if that Slovakia game was in September, that they would have wanted a manager who they knew inside out. If they're coming in at 3 days' notice, and maybe they can work something where there are other get-togethers, it's hard to see between now and then. But I think in terms of the longer-term plan, all the players I've spoken to have, if they didn't know of Stephen Kenny, and the majority of them did know, have been taking a very close eye on what he's been doing with the under-21s, and they'll be ready. And most players you talk to just want to play. They just want a manager who'll pick them. They just want a manager whose training sessions are of a high standard, and everything you hear about Stephen Kenny and his backroom team with Jim Crawford and Keith Andrews, everything you hear about them is that it is to a very high standard. But there are going to be questions, no doubt. Like, the players left the last Irish camp, while they were disappointed at not qualifying automatically for Euro 2020, they were expecting to see each other again in March under Mick McCarthy for a playoff, and now they're going to be coming in to a totally different managerial setup. So that's going to take a little bit of getting used to, and Stephen Kenny's going to need to find a workaround for that. He's going to need to find some way of getting those players, I won't say onside, but getting them on his wavelength. He's probably going to have to come to some sort of a middle ground initially. He has, I wouldn't say he has a very set style of play, but he wants players to express themselves. He's very happy for his players, obviously, to get the ball down the ground. Anyone who's watched the 21s has been really impressed. International football is a little different kettle of fish. So I think it'll be a tough test, but I think the players will buy into it. The players realise that this is not a normal situation. And really, they've just got to get on with it. They want to play at Euro 2020. They want to play in front of a home crowd at the Aviva Stadium. So I don't think any one of them are going to be turning up really with their noses out of joint.
53106 for your text messages. Mick McCarthy is going to be leaving his position as Republic of Ireland manager, and Stephen Kenny will assume control now for the next match, whenever that way may be, when this coronavirus pandemic settles. For the Slovakia game, for the playoff, semi-final, for the European Championship, and then if we qualify, matches in Dublin, if the Republic of Ireland qualify and play in Dublin, it'll be with Stephen Kenny on the touchline. 53106, lads. This frees Mick up to get a job in England this summer. It's good for both lads. That's from Joe in Westport. Do you feel sympathy out there for Mick McCarthy, folks? 53106, do you think it's the right decision? Because this seems to me, and to Nathan, who is breaking us the news this afternoon, that this is an FAI decision to effectively relieve Mick McCarthy of his duties and to bring Stephen Kenny in as the new Republic of Ireland manager. Is it the right move? Should Mick have got the chance to bring us to the Euros, as was what he was employed for in the first place? Or is it right now that once we have football again, it could be the end of the year, it could be next year, that Stephen Kenny is the right man to take us into that playoff against Slovakia and then into the World Cup campaign? Nathan, Robbie Keane, I suppose there's another question about what's going to happen with Robbie and his future.
Yeah, I think that's something that's probably going to be sorted out over the coming weeks and months. Our understanding is that Mick McCarthy and Terry Connor were informed today, and they would have been on a similar length contract. So they were informed that their time was up, that they would be honouring Stephen Kenny's contract. As we've heard, Robbie Keane has a different contract. He has a different length of contract. It was a four-year deal he was on. So obviously different negotiations are going to happen between Robbie with Stephen Kenny, with the management team. Stephen Kenny, I think, is going to be given the freedom to bring in whatever backroom team he wants. Seems to work very well with Keith Andrews and Jim Crawford. They seem to have a very good understanding already. He's going to need a much bigger backroom team, you would expect, at a senior international level. So whether or not there is a place for Robbie within that remains to be seen. Robbie obviously has a different role now as well. He has his day job at Middlesbrough. So things have changed even since Stephen Kenny. This question gig at Middlesbrough, so maybe it's not quite the issue it once was, but I think that's something. While the FAI have acted decisively here and they have sort of just ripped the plaster off, because this could have got very messy over the coming weeks, I think the Robbie Keane scenario is one that they're probably just going to have to get everybody in a room, sit down and work it out, because while Mick McCarthy's contract was coming to an end, Robbie Keane's was not. So that's something that's the one thing that will need to be cleared up. But I do think that the FAI deserve credit for doing that and ripping the plaster off, because nobody knows when football is going to return. We keep hearing with the Premier League, every second day there seems to be a different start day. And where international football fits into that, where a Nations League, World Cup qualifiers, and particularly where the playoffs fit into that, I don't think anybody quite knows. So if the FAI had gone the other way and said, you know what, we're going to push things back with Stephen Kenny, they may have ended up in a situation where Mick McCarthy had a tough-in campaign as well, and you're pushing Stephen Kenny back a further 2 years, which is obviously completely against what is in his contract, and also isn't in the spirit of the initial agreement, and also probably isn't what I think supporters really want. People are looking forward, as much respect as there is for Mick McCarthy, and you'll hear very few people, if anybody, critical of Mick McCarthy as a personality. And no one will ever doubt what he has given to the Republic of Ireland. He has given his life and soul to this job in incredibly difficult circumstances. And you could see at times in press conferences, he was getting quite agitated about the scenario he had found himself in, that no matter how well he had done, that Stephen Kenny was going to take over. So I don't think anybody, Mick has handled himself incredibly well during this. But okay, Stephen Kenny, it could have got very, very messy if they hadn't acted as quickly as they have.
Thanks very much, Nathan, for this breaking news that Off the Ball understands that Mick McCarthy is going to leave his position as Republic of Ireland manager with Stephen Kenny to assume control of the national team, the Republic of Ireland team, for that Slovakia playoff whenever it's played, and then the European Championship, if that happens, if we qualify, and then the World Cup campaign. 53106 for your reaction, listeners, to this. Is it the right move by the FAI? Delighted to be joined on the line with Nathan by the former Republic of Ireland manager, Brian Kerr. Brian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
What do you make of the news, Brian? It's a bit of the actual news isn't surprising, but with all these things, the timing is always surprising. Mick is leaving and Stephen is taking over. Is it the right move?
Well, I think Nathan covered all the bases in what he said there. He seems quite informed. His information is the first I've heard about it. So, I'd like to hear the confirmation of the FAI that's actually the case. But in terms of the options and the situation that was in front of the FAI, Nathan outlined that very clearly. It was an unprecedented and extraordinary and awkward situation, as things are from the health point of view, and games and matches and the management. I'm surprised that they've taken that action, but I'm sure it wasn't taken rashly. I'm sure there was a lot of consideration of what they were going to do next. And I'd also be sure that there was some discussion took place between Stephen, the representative, and Mick and his representative. I would say it wasn't the case where they went to Mick and said, if this information is correct, I would think that they didn't go to Mick and say we're leaving at that now, Stephen takes over. I'd say discussions. And I am surprised because Mick, you know, Mick got the job with the understanding that he would be there till after the finals were played, whether we were in them or not, as I understood. Obviously, he was going to depart if he didn't make it. But he was still in with a chance of making it, not through his own work, given that it came from Nations League and the third place finish and that. But I'm sure a lot of the work had gone on previously in assessment of, well, I know the work had gone on in assessing Slovakia and Bosnia-Herzegovina in relation to the possibility of the matches to come, and Northern Ireland, obviously, as well. So all that has been done. There won't be many games, there certainly won't be any international games in advance of the playoff match for Stephen and the staff to assess the Slovakia match in particular, which is obviously the first one. And there won't be any time, maybe a new pre-season starts in England and there'll be a short period of time, whatever it ultimately comes up to be, whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or 6 weeks, to assess the players. I think what should be kept in mind is that Mick had gone through a trial process of the players he was using. He didn't have any build-up matches or friendly matches. It was straight into Gibraltar game in the group. And from the off, the trials were taking place into competitive international matches. And ultimately didn't change the team very much from the starting team in the fourth match to the team that was playing the last match. There were very few changes. He walked off with basically 14, 15, 16 players. Now, Stephen will go into the Slovakia match not having that opportunity. He will have to go by what Mick has picked, the players he has used, the evidence of Stephen. Because again, Stephen wouldn't have seen some of the games because he'd been away when the games had been played, or we were away when the under-21s were playing, and so on. So he's going to have to go on his own eye and instinct in comparing those players that Mick was using to the players he's possibly going to use that he thinks are better than the ones that Mick have used, are more likely to get Ireland a result against Slovakia, which is what it's about. The long term is about Stephen Kenny and, you know, getting Ireland moving again, the senior team qualification for tournaments. But in the short term, the qualification for the upcoming tournament, whatever that is the most important thing. Right. So from that point of view, I'm a bit surprised that, you know, the changeover. But then, looking at it from the FAI's point of view, it was probably one where they said, well, there's going to be a substantial gap in time which will allow for Stephen to get his head around all this on who's going to play and not play in the playoff game when it's ultimately played. So that's the kind of thought I have. I feel a bit sorry for Mick, given, as Nathan said, he gave everything. There'd be no criticism of him. He was put into an awkward situation and he did the best he could. Forms has went brilliant. A lot of graft and effort. Not great results. And so, you know, it's the FAI if this information is correct, they've made a very decisive decision rather than letting it linger on for a while. And I said when I was asked about this, I was asked by Liam Mackey in recent days from the Cork Examiner, and I said they were two very sensible people involved, two very good football people. So there was no question mark about their commitment to the Irish cause and Irish football. And that, you know, again, eventually a reasonable, practical arrangement would be worked out. But I didn't expect this one so soon, so suddenly. But the truth of it is, when are we going to see a game again anyway, at any level? Never mind at the national level.
Brian, you worked with players and Republic of Ireland players. How do you think the players will react to this news?
I'd say initially disappointment, because there would have been then Nathan said that players just like the manager to pick them. That's the first thing. They like managers who pick them. Don't like managers who don't pick them or leave them out of the squad. So but the players who've been playing regularly, the mixed team, I think they'd be disappointed. They would have, I'm sure, built up a good relationship with Mick. He's that type of manager. He gets, you know, good personal relationships. He stays in contact with players in between games, as a manager should. And I would say to the initial disappointment, there'd be a little bit of concern from some of them about where they will stand in relation to their position. Will Stephen Kenny like them? Well, they may be concerned that Stephen may want to pick some of the under 21 players who've been outstanding in the recent time for him. But look, it, they'll put up with it. If they're picked for the fourth squad, they know what the prize is if they can win the next two games. I mean, the shine has been taken off it, the fact that it's not happening in Dublin in June, and we don't know when it's going to happen. Or if it's going to happen. But, you know, nonetheless, when the matches take place, whether it becomes a one-game playoff game or whatever, they'll know the prize and they'll want to do their stuff, irrespective of who the manager is. But it'll be a tricky first match for Stephen, building up that personal relationship and respect with the players on the first day of training, the first get-together, and for the first game. And it's such a massive game to be thrown into from his point of view. There's a certain risk involved, I think, from the FAI's point of view. But you know, it's not like they're giving the job to someone that doesn't know the Irish players or is unfamiliar with them in terms of what they've done in their careers. Stephen would be well on top of players at all levels of the game who are eligible to play for Ireland.
53106 for your text messages with this breaking news from off the ball that Mick McCarthy is going to be leaving his position as Republic of Ireland manager and Stephen Kenny will be assuming control. And this will obviously be for the Slovakia playoff for the European Championship whenever that occurs. We know that it's going to occur at the earliest in September. And that created an issue for the FAI around the fact that Mick McCarthy was due to lead us to the Euros or not, and that championship is meant to happen in the summer of this year. That has been postponed due to 2021, due to the coronavirus pandemic. August the 1st was the date of Stephen Kenny's contract to kick in, and the FAI had made a decisive move here to give Stephen Kenny the job now. When it kicks in, well, there won't be a game until August 1st, will there? 53106. Lads, I don't think there's any real right or wrong in this for Mick Stephen or the FAI. We'll never know how the other way would have turned out in relation to what will unfold. Surely the most important thing to act was to act to make a decision either way, and the fact that the FAI have done this so quickly and firmly is in itself positive and hopeful and so different to what has been before. That is from Deck. Of course, it's now Gary Owens and Niall Quinn that are making the executive decisions and Roy Barrett at the FAI. Brian, in 2003 you took over the Republic of Ireland national team. What is your advice now to Stephen Kenny regarding getting to know the senior players in the first team and what he needs to do to assimilate himself quickly with the Republic of Ireland?
Well, I don't think Stephen needs huge advice from me. He's his own man. I know Stephen quite well. I signed him as a player going back many years ago. And over the years, we stayed in touch a bit for various reasons. But he doesn't need a lot of advice from me. He's had great success at the level he's worked at. And players who played for him respect him very, very highly. But look, I think he'd be doing sensible and practical things over the next while. He'd be making contact with the players who are in the squad currently, who have been playing regularly in mixed team, and he will be having conversations, I'd imagine, with them in relation to assuring them that he likes what they've done, and but he still will need time to make his own mind up. But I'm sure he'd be having a conversation. He'd be also putting staff together, that'd be a very important one. I wouldn't be surprised. I think Nathan referred to the possibility of the staff being enlarged. I wouldn't be surprised at that. Or the addition of one or two people to the staff, I would think. I don't know what Robbie's position is going to be or not going to be, and whether the other two lads will automatically be promoted. It's a big step. It's a big jump for everyone. You're handling a different type of player, different level of player, players with different egos, It's not the same as underage football. And but, you know, they're the things he's going to have to deal with. But he has time. He doesn't have matches to go to at the moment. So he has time to build up those relationships and have those conversations. Obviously, at the moment, they're going to have to be phone or video or whatever, Zoom or whatever technology you use to have those face-to-face or FaceTime meetings with people. You won't be able to get up close and personal to them, which is slightly awkward, but at least now with technology, you can do that. So, you know, you have the time to do those things and organise the staff situation and obviously talk to Jared Dunn and the other video people. Jared being the main man who was, I'm sure, has already done a huge amount of work, and now he has in relation to Slovakia and the other two teams. And he will be making himself familiar with that stuff if Nathan's information is accurate, and he usually is. So that's where I think Stephen will be at.
Could you see a big overhaul, Brian, in terms of the style of play and regarding the personnel? Do you think this is a completely new era now?
I don't think there'll be a massive overhaul of players straight away. I mean, I don't think Stephen's going to go up in a situation where he's going to throw in a heap of the under-21 players who are not regular starters in their teams in England. You know, some of the players, say like young Ida, who had a little go at Norwich and got 3 goals, the hat trick in the cup match, and then he's out of the team. Then he's getting a few minutes back into the side. Malumbu at Millwall seems to be doing very well, playing on a regular basis. But you know, some of them are kind of bit players of the club. Will he put them in ahead of what would have been mixed regulars? I just think it won't be a drastic change initially. He may just fancy some of the younger players in the attacking position than the ones that Mick has used. And he might he might sprinkle one or two or down the middle. But look, how can I predict what he's going to do? But I would imagine he won't go for drastic change over. Well, but he might decide a team needs a shake-up, that they didn't do well enough, that they weren't vibrant enough in the group, and that we should have a real go and go for a more attacking outlook and more adventurous outlook and go for it. You know, we've got to wait and see. But I would think Stephen's style with teams has generally been an attacking style, brave, courageous, takes teams on irrespective of their reputation, always wants to get his team down to play ball and have a go at it. You know, I wouldn't be criticising Mick McCarthy for the way the team played and with the players he had. But I know Stephen's approach is probably Mick's going from experience and pragmatism and from his own playing career and his experience as an international player and the achievement of results at an international level. Stephen will be coming in with that background of having achieved a lot in the club level in Ireland and with various teams, and has had good successful runs in European football, in European club football with teams, and now his fairly short spell at under-21 international level. So, you know, he will want to carry on his style and his way of playing, but equally in international football, you have to respect the strengths and weaknesses of the opposition, and you're always up against people who are top people and top coaches and the best players they can get. I think he has a bit of an advantage on the Slovakian ones. They were third in their group as well. Didn't do very well in the group. Similar results to ourselves. A lot of very few players. No players playing their own country. Most of the players playing outside. A lot of them in Italy. Some good quality players. The Hamsik main man playing in China. And, you know, a fairly scattered group of players. But who, when they come back to play for Slovakia, they're a very proud team. They're proud to represent that small nation. I mean, the split in the Czech Republic left them with a much smaller group of players to pick from. So, you know, but I think it's a good time to be playing them when there's been not, when we get back to football, there won't have been too much football, and a lot of their players are so scattered. Some of them are in and out players in their respective teams. And so, you know, we have to wait and see. But I don't think Stephen was compromised on how he wants the game played. But as time goes on and things develop, there will be bits where he will have to maybe, I would say tactically be flexible and be respectful of the quality of the opposition and respectful of the tactical nuances of the senior international game.
Brian, just before we let you go, Stephen Kenny, you've known him a long time. As you said, you've known him probably 3 decades. We saw the success that he had with Dundalk. We've seen the promise that the under-21 team has shown. We're now entering a new era today on this breaking news story that Off the Ball understands that Mick McCarthy is going to be leaving his position as Republic of Ireland manager. A statement is due from the FAI shortly, with Stephen Kenny to assume control for their Slovakia game, whenever that happens. And it will be like at least September before it happens during this coronavirus pandemic. And obviously, that's the main concern in society at the moment. This is just a football story. But Brian, you think he's got the right stuff, Stephen Kenny? You think he's the real deal?
Oh yeah, I think as a manager from his youth, he showed great potential when he initially went into St. Patrick's, the under-21s. So he was nearly underage to play for the team himself, but then he went down to Longford and got a team out of the depths of the Division One up into the Premier League and moved on from there. And his work at Derry and Bohemians and the Dock was very impressive. Had a spell in Dunfermline, which would have been a big experience, a big learning process for him in an environment he wasn't over familiar with. Now he's coming into an environment not familiar with the international senior team management. He's familiar with the environment of big matches, pressure matches, players knowing their roles, players being clear, giving players confidence, the preparation around the games, the small details, all that stuff. So I think he's lots of experience under his belt now, Stephen, and he's a good personality, and he has passion, and he has enthusiasm, and he has love for the Irish game, and he's highly informed, and I think he will bring a lot. I think he will bring a lot to the Irish international team, and hopefully it goes well for them. It's never easy. It's the hardest job in sport in Ireland, without a doubt. The expectancy levels are very, very high indeed. People think we should be always in the finals all the time, and that the opposition would just lie down and let us beat them. It's never easy. But look, I think he's ready for the task, and I hope it goes very, very well for him. He's a great fella.
Brian, you're a gentleman as always. Thanks for taking the call on Off the Ball Saturday.
Thanks, John. Pleasure.
Okay, Brian Kerr there, and Nathan Murphy breaking the news this afternoon on Off the Ball. We understand that Mick McCarthy is to leave his position as Republic of Ireland manager, with Stephen Kenny assuming control for the next international, which will be against Slovakia in that European Championship playoff, September at the earliest for that playoff. Major breaking news on this. 53106, the listeners reacting to it. Seems unfair Mick is not afforded opportunity to see out what he started in this campaign. Paddy King on Twitter, ridiculous. Why make a move like this based on a prenuptial agreement that seemed like a good idea at the time? Common sense would have kept McCarthy in the job until the Euro qualification had been put to bed at least. Hashtag come on you boys in green. Hashtag Republic of Ireland. Hashtag Ireland. Mick's job was to leave after the Euros. End of. Wrong. That is from Neil. We'll be having Nathan Murphy on the line again after this short break. 53106. Get your reaction into this. Mick McCarthy leaving. Stephen Kenny taking over. And you're very welcome back to Off the Ball Saturday on News Talk. Never rains but it pours. Nathan Murphy, head of content, breaking the news here earlier this afternoon on News Talk that Mick McCarthy is leaving his position as manager of Republic of Ireland and Stephen Kenny is taking over. Nathan, I believe you got a statement.
Yeah, the FAI have just released a statement in the past couple of moments, John, thanking Mick McCarthy and confirming that Stephen Kenny is taking on the Republic of Ireland job. It says the Football Association of Ireland announces that Mick McCarthy is to be succeeded as national team manager by Stephen Kenny with immediate effect. The handover has been agreed with both men in light of the delay to the European Championship playoffs caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Mick McCarthy's contract was due to expire on July 31st after the Euro 2020 finals, with Stephen initially scheduled to step up from his under-21 team role on August 1st. This move allows Stephen Kenny time to plan for the European Championship playoff semi-final against Slovakia later later in the year. The interim FAI CEO, Gary Owens, said this has been a difficult decision for the association and for Mick and Stephen in particular in the wake of the pandemic and the effect it's had on the football calendar. On behalf of President Jerry McEnany, the board of the FAI and myself, I want to thank both men for their professionalism and their understanding in their dealings with the association in these unprecedented circumstances. These are exceptional times in Irish life, and Mick has taken that into account in agreeing to vacate the post early. On behalf of the FAI, I wish to express our gratitude to Mick for his service and commitment to our national team throughout his career, and particularly in his second spell as Ireland manager. We wish Mick and his staff well, and we thank them for all their hard work in the European Championship campaign to date. Stephen will now begin his planning for the playoff against Slovakia, and everyone at the FAI wishes him well in our bid to qualify for Euro 2020. Football will be back, and we have so much to look forward to now in the autumn with the Nations League and the Euro 2020 playoff, followed by the World Cup qualifiers in early 2021. So there is the official confirmation to the story that we broke here on Off the Ball and offtheball.com less than an hour ago, that Mick McCarthy's time as Republic of Ireland manager is over, and Stephen Kenny starts with immediate effect. So he won't be waiting until August 1st to be making those calls to his players. He starts with immediate effect. And the timings and the dates there are obviously interesting, John, because I'm seeing a lot of that reaction that Mick should have been given to the end of this campaign, as his contract stated. Well, it seems from that his contract stated July 31st, which was more to do with the date than the tournament. And maybe that meant legally the FAI were in a more straightforward position. And I think personally, my view on this changed midweek when the playoff was pushed back from June. I think the FAI would have found it very difficult if Mick McCarthy had gone ahead and qualified in June to not let him take charge of the team for the finals. But the fact that it has been pushed back to September, if they don't give Stephen Kenny the job now, I don't know when they would have been able to give Stephen Kenny the job, because there was a strong likelihood if Ireland had qualified, he would have missed the Nations League and a good chunk of the World Cup qualifiers. So they have acted decisively. It's unfortunate, incredibly unfortunate for Mick McCarthy, what has happened with this COVID-19 pandemic. Nobody could have foreseen this type of scenario, but he obviously realised that the FAI had made a decision that he wasn't going to be there for the playoff in September. So there was no point dragging this on until the end of July.
53106 for your text messages. Sean Beattie, this is a great move. Kenny will have ample time to prepare for Slovakia. The FAI have actually fronted up here, to be honest. They've honoured the terms of Kenny's contract. This isn't major news, Sean. It's big news. This is big news. FAI are in an impossible position, having just been hammered for poor corporate governance. They can hardly go breaking a contract with Stephen Kenny, no matter what the sentiment people have for Mick. Thanks for everything, Mick. That's a good point.
It is. These are unprecedented situations. So I think if they had to make a decision, it's very unfortunate for Mick McCarthy, but they made the decision. I think they need to be praised for making that decision. And like, we'll get in and we'll talk about this a lot over the coming days and the coming weeks as to, I don't think there was any great confidence before all of this started that the Republic of Ireland were going to win two matches in the space of 4 days away from home to qualify for the European Championship. And I thought it was interesting what Brian Kerr said, that if it turns out that this game against Slovakia, and I don't think it's guaranteed at all that this game against Slovakia will be his first game in charge, it could easily be pushed back to November, even to March of next year, because there's no rush to get them played now. But if it was a case, I think there's no way he couldn't have looked at those performances of the campaign and thought they weren't good enough to win playoff games. So I would expect something will have to change. He can't just go in and say, you're Mick McCarthy's team, you got us here, let's go again and hope for the best. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Stephen Kenny, and I would expect him to grab it with both hands. And whatever he wants to implement, even if it is a short space of time, I would expect there to be changes very quickly.
We've got about 3 minutes left on the show, Nathan. There's a few things I'm thinking here off the top of my head. Interesting, the word agree in the statement. That is an interesting word. I suppose it has to be. Well, the agreement has been reached, so whatever the financial implications of that are. There could have been a lot of legal issues around the contract in August if Stephen Kenny did not take over. I suppose that has to come into play significantly on this. And also, I think what you're saying there as well, there's just a feeling now. There's just a feeling. I feel very sorry for Mick McCarthy. I have a huge sympathy for him. I think he's a national hero. He's been 36 years serving this country, like obviously with years here and there when he's not. He made his debut in May 1994. He was captain of World Cup 90, 30 years ago, our best ever performance in a sporting event, probably in the country's history. And he's served loyally for two stints as Republic of Ireland manager. John Pryor texted in there, hope he keeps Robbie Keane involved, Stephen Kenny, as he doesn't have the international experience yet. But I think this is going to be very different. I think it'll be different style of play, different personnel. This is a break, Nathan, a break between an old style
which was old, as in that it was, it's not new, because Stephen Kenny is now the new manager, and what Stephen Kenny will do. And Stephen Kenny, the one thing he has, as Brian Kerr told us on the show today, he's got time now, and hopefully he uses that time well.
He doesn't. Listen, Mick McCarthy's a brilliant personality, which we touched on earlier, and hard to dislike. And I think there's very few people who do. But Stephen Kenny is a great personality as well. People just don't know him and haven't seen a huge amount of him. And everyone you talk to who's ever worked with him is that personality is even stronger when you're one of his players. So we expect to see that. And we've also had a decade, if not more, of just drudgery with Irish football. Groundhog Day, shocking home performances where more and more international teams come to Dublin and dominate us. I think we have, for the first time in a long time, an opportunity to really have an international side that we can look at and be proud of the style of play. And it may not always bring success, but what we've done over the last 10 years hasn't always bring success either. So I think Stephen Kenny will spark a change. It may not be as transformative right from the off as some people are hyping it up to be, or as they expect it to be. But I think in the long run, this should mark a change in Irish football, that we will have a team that we look at and think that's how football should be played for the first time in a long, long time.
Okay, Nathan, yeah, it's a big story. As always, it's a big story, I think, with the Republic of Ireland. And we broke the story with you today. And thanks, Nathan, for bringing us the news that Mick McCarthy, sadly for him, is leaving the Republic of Ireland position and Stephen Kenny's taken over.
Thanks, John. It's a huge story. It is the biggest job in Irish sport. There's no question about that. And Stephen Kenny, I think everybody wishes them the best of luck. The real work for Stephen Kenny, clearly from what we see from that statement, with immediate effect, it starts today.
Okay, Nathan, well, thank you very much for bringing us that breaking news. We broke the story here on Off the Ball Saturday on News Talk. We hope you stay safe over today and the coming days and coming weeks during this very serious situation around Ireland, around the globe. But the sports story, I suppose, today that we broke for you is that Mick McCarthy is leaving his position as Republic of Ireland manager, and Stephen Kenny is taking over as the new manager. And the FAI have confirmed that in the last few moments in an official statement. Now, Off the Ball back tomorrow from 1 until 5 with Joe Molloy in the hot seat. We'll have the paper review with Mary O'Connor and Brendan O'Brien. Paul McGinley on Golf Weekly, a great interview with him. And we'll be speaking to the former Republic of Ireland international, Keith Andrews, of course, and assistant Stephen Kenny about his career. Be sure to tune in. Thanks for listening to us today. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Football on Off the Ball
with Paddy Power, the greatest football partnership since Jeff and Heskey.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.